You're with Paul Macon on Fab FM. It is Thursday, and of course, at this time every Thursday, we have our movie review with Rory. But Rory's not with us this morning, so my mate Anne Wills, Willsie, has come off the bench to help out, and she's here to look at a flick. G'day, Willsie.
G'day, Paul. How are you?
Fighting fit. Now, how are you, my precious?
Very well, thank you.
Good. You've been to the movies. You've seen the latest offering from Dwayne Johnson, The Rock.
There was only really one movie, well, for grown-ups that started this week, on last Thursday. It's one for the more mature members of the family because school holidays are happening around the place. And it's called Skyscraper. It's really best described as Towering Inferno meets Die Hard because we've seen a lot of this stuff before. And it's been written and directed by a guy called Rawson Marshall Thurber. Doesn't know what he wants to call himself, so he's got three names. And he's better known for comedies like Where the Millers, that type of thing. So despite this movie starring Dwayne The Rock Johnson, it's had a disappointing opening in the USA, performing at only about 50% of the expected box office taking and receiving already a 49% rating from Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh.
And many critics are saying it's going to win a lot of Razzies, which are the raspberries for the worst movies. And it really looks to me like it's been made more for the huge Chinese audience. Now, the story. Dwayne Rock Johnson plays Will Sawyer, a US war veteran and hostage rescue team leader. And at the very beginning of the movie, we see him trying to stop a man holding his family hostage. And then this guy sets off a suicide bomb and Will gets the full blast of it and loses his left leg just above the knee. I've got to say, the CGI stuff of making it look like the Dwayne The Rock Johnson's got a one only a half a leg and a prosthesis. It's very well done. I don't know how they do it, but it's terrific. Fast forward 10 years and Will and his wife Sarah, played by Neve Campbell, who's good to see her on the screen again, and they've got two children. They're in Hong Kong residing in the tallest building in the world called The Pearl. And the CGI effects of this building are stunning because it's not even there, but it looks like it belongs in the Hong Kong nightlight, you know. Will and his business partner, Ben, played by Pablo Schreiber, are just clinching the deal to be the security firm that looks after this beautiful building and to protect the owner, Zhong Long Zi, played by Chin Han. And this guy's right-hand man is played by an Aussie, Noah Taylor. Good to see him, too, in a movie. But then Will's lured away from the building and he's pursued by an ice-cold woman, simply called the Asian Lady. She's a killing machine and played very well by Beatrice King. Suddenly, Will sees that the Pearl building is on fire and his family is trapped there. Somehow, the finger is pointed at him and the police say he's responsible. Well, from that point on, the movie becomes very fast-paced. And even though I found a lot of it totally unbelievable, I was on the edge of my seat the entire time. As I said earlier, the CGI special effects in this movie are really good, even though we've seen lots of the same stuff in other movies. It's called Skyscraper. It's an hour 42 minutes long, rated M. I give it about a 6 out of 10.
Gee, 6 out of 10. Woolsey, the studio that put this out, Legendary Pictures, and of course their distributor Universal, had very, very high hopes for this movie with a budget of $129 million.
Yeah, a scene stealer, one that's just going to go through the roof. But it hasn't, I don't think it's performed very well. I don't know, you know, dear old Dwayne The Rock Johnson has made three action movies in succession, and all three seem to be on screens at the same time. So he could be a little bit tired. And again, he had to make it, whenever he was running, he had to look like he was running with a prosthesis, and that might be hard to do. Just didn't dwell, just didn't sort of, it missed something, I don't know. But, you know, it's Towering Inferno. There's such an unbelievable bit where the wife and the kids are in the garden. It's at the, you know, about the 50th floor. And the flames are sort of leaping up the sides and they're not even getting seared. I'm sorry. I'm a chef. I like to cook and I think there would have been a few blisters. You know, so that you sort of have to suspend belief and just go with the film, you know.
So summing up, 6 out of 10, but there are some suspenseful moments.
I kind of like it because, look, honestly, the stunts that were being done really made me sit on the edge of my seat and, oh, my goodness, that's incredible, you know. But it's really stretching imagination a bit far, you know. But Noah Taylor is good. He's got Do you know it, Taylor? Him and Ben Mendelsohn are doing very well in Hollywood in lots of little movies. Noah, unfortunately, has a strange look about him and he gets to play sort of suspicious kind of characters. That's all I'm going to say about his character.
Now, Woolsey, before you go, I want to get your opinion on something. This latest Mission Impossible movie, you know, Tom Cruise, he continues to refuse stuntmen and wants to do his own stunts. Now, in this one, he actually jumps from a plane at 25,000 feet. He got his helicopter license and filmed a sequence where he dives into a valley in this chopper with cameras strapped to the side of it. He's doing the flying, but he's not a kid anymore. He's 56. Is he going to kill himself? I mean, what do you think?
Yeah, should have stopped it a long time ago. For one thing, you know, there's danger. He broke an ankle in this film, jumping off one building to another building. And, you know, he's very gung-ho. I want to do my own stunts. Tom, we don't care. We don't care if you don't do your own stunts. We want you to live longer than what you are now. You know, he's been lucky, but things can turn sour, can't they?
Absolutely. Thanks, Woolsey. We couldn't find Rory today, so thanks for coming off the bench and filling in.
Oh, what would you think? What do you think Rory would be doing?
He's probably in a darkened cinema somewhere on his own watching a movie. You know what that's like.
I do. You feel like a mushroom. Yes. But we do love it. It's our habitat, you know. Just put me in there with a little bit of something to nibble on and I'm happy.
Anyway, Woolsey, thanks so much. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure. I'll go back to the cinema soon. I've got to go and watch Mamma Mia this week.
Oh, that looks pretty good, but please, I hope they didn't let Pierce Brosnan sing again.
He did okay. He's a lovely, lovely man. But they didn't give him a good song to sing. They didn't think much about what's his, you know, you've got to stand near the piano and do your scales, and if you've only got seven notes that you can sing, then you choose a song that's only got seven notes in it. And I think they were very unkind to him.
I'd give him seven notes not to sing.
He probably wouldn't get out of bed for seven notes. It might be longer, bigger number than that.
I'd be willing to go to the bank for more. Woolsey, thank you very much. Love to you.
Oh, my pleasure, Dale. Good to talk to you and see you at the movies one day.